stories this morning that recommendations have come from the Commission of Taxation and Welfare, recommending increasing the excise duty on diesel for consumer and commercial vehicle drivers, scrapping the green diesel concession for farmers, and a large hike in property tax among the recommendations that have been made to the government after a year-long review of tax policy. And this all coming, I suppose, at a time of soaring fuel prices in the first place. With me on the line is Independent Deputy Michael Healy-Ray, who has an issue with this and has dealt with the green diesel issue before. Michael, good morning to you.
Well, thank you very much, Jerry, first of all, to you and to your listeners. And at the very outset, before I even discuss this, I want to obviously say and declare that for many, many years, I possess what we call high carbon licences to sell fuel, including agri-diesel and kerosene and petrol and diesel and all of that. And I'm also, as it is well known, a plant air contractor for nearly 40 years. So I use an awful lot of green diesel as well. But what I'm talking up for today with regard to what the Commission have said, and this is something that myself and Deputy Matthew McGrath, it's about maybe 8 or 9 years ago, we fought off at an Oireachtas committee level, and I even in the last 12 months have fought it on a budgetary oversight committee that I sit on, and that is the fact that government and others are looking at changing the rules with regard to green diesel. Now, what this would mean is that the cheaper rate of diesel, which to be honest is not cheap at all now, and that would be the diesel that farmers, agricultural contractors, general plantar contractors and fishermen use in their vehicles. You could imagine, Jerry, the amount of diesel that a track machine or that a tractor drawing slurry or cutting silage or ploughing or rotivating, the amount of diesel that you use is enormous. And it was always, long ago it was red diesel, then it became green diesel. And it was the rate of taxation on it was a reduced rate to help with the cost of it. But now they're looking at scrapping that over a period of time. Now, I don't care how long a period of time they spread it out over. People are finding it difficult enough at present. The very high cost of machinery, number one, for plantar contractors is enormous. Trying to keep a small business open is very difficult, those contractors. The fishermen are struggling very, very hard at the moment, and an awful lot of boats are tied up instead of being out because, quite simply, they can't afford to fish.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the farmers themselves, whether it is spreading slurry or doing the general work they do have to do, if they have to start using the equivalent of white diesel in those machines, it's going to be absolutely detrimental to them. And that's what I'm speaking up against today, Jerry.
Okay. Now, the Commission on Taxation and Welfare, it's a year-long review, and it was asked by government to independently consider how best the taxation and welfare system can support economic activity and promote increased employment and prosperity in Ireland. So they're not just coming up with a list of things to raise. They've also made several other considerations and say, look, you could take the money from here and use it there. These people have had a break in this for a number of years. It's time to give people over here another break, to be fair and balanced about it. So if Pascal Donohue listens to what you're saying and says, don't touch the green diesel, that means he can't make things easier for people in a different sector of the economy who might need it more. What's your response to that?
But my response is very straightforward. He's looking at hitting those people I'm already after speaking about, the farmers, the contractors, the general plantar contractors and the fishermen. But he's also looking at a larger hike in property tax that would affect everybody, increasing PRSI payments by the self-employed, a higher excise on home heating oil. I mean, look at the price of home heating oil as it is, and that they want to go increasing.
I understand the point you're making, but that's what I'm saying. Like, today there's talks that there's going to be a 6.5% increase in public sector pay. How does he pay for that if he doesn't manage taxation and look at all sorts of different things and say, well, this sector is doing okay, they can take a bit of a hit here, we'll have to move it over there. It's not about I want to hit everybody, it's about how best to balance the budget and make sure we've economic activity and prosperity, which helps everybody. And he would argue, look, I have to cut my cloth to suit my measure. I'm not out to get everybody, shall we say.
You can only hit people for so long, for so much, and eventually they will crumble under it. If you look at people today that have opened their ESB bills this morning, which a lot of people did, and what small businesses, larger businesses, the private individual in their own home, the increase that they're seeing is absolutely frightening. And I mean frightening. And people are really worried now about paying their ESB bills. I already met this morning with a very elderly person who told me she was in dread of her ESB bill. I mean, that's an awful way for an older person to be living, really. Yeah. And what they're talking about doing for those people, giving them another 200 euros, it's like spitting into the ocean and thinking that it'll make a difference. It won't, Jerry. And what I'm saying is they're going after the same people over and over and over again. And you can only tax people so much and eventually you'll tax them out of existence. And again, whether it's the green diesel I was focusing on this morning, but if you look at the other issues, like telling people that they're going to increase the cost of home heating oil, they won't be able to afford to fill the tank. It'll be as simple as that. And then people will go cold. And at the same time, they're telling them, but you don't want you to use tolls.
And if he comes back to you and says, well, look, in order to increase payments of social welfare to people who are struggling, the lowest people who are paid in our economy, to make sure they continue going to work, to give them a bit of a break, to pay for benefits and services in our education system, the free bus transport system, in order to pay for those things, he has to look at other things.
Well, the answer I will give to that is this Roxas committee that I sit on, and we give a lot of time studying and we engage an awful lot with the minister, and I want to thank him for that, because he's very forthcoming in coming to our meetings, and whether it is in person or online, and we have real meaningful engagement. But the one thing that I've seen over the last number of years is that the revenue, the tax take that's actually going into them is enormous. And they'll admit that themselves. In other words, they're taking an awful lot from people. And what I'm saying is, and I mean this, you can only take so much from the same people, and eventually they won't be able to give any more.
Okay.
And I feel that people are at that breaking point
so
now.
You're
really
dead set against
about it.
Sure.
I am, I really am.
Sure.
Let me ask
you this finally, Michael, on a separate issue. A listener has texted us in relation to this morning. We talked with Councillor Niall Kelleher about it as well. This whole conflict of interest, and you mentioned, look, you're a green diesel user, you're a green diesel seller, you want to declare that. It all arises out of the Robert Roy situation. There's been lots of accusations of landlordism in the Dáil. And politicians, you know, less than urgent in terms of trying to solve the housing crisis because it suits their own interests. You're the largest landlord in the Dáil. How are you feeling after the last 2 weeks in terms of people accusing you of sitting up there and doing nothing because it suits your own personal interests?
Well, I would like to think that I do an awful lot to try and help people with housing needs in every shape and in every form, whether it's in my public work or it's in my private work. But before I was ever a politician, I was involved in the provision of housing. And I've done so since I was young and started out at it. But I would always be very mindful. And I would like to think that the record of the Dáil will always show that when there is debate, I'm continuously saying that I have an interest in this because, and I declare it. And to be honest with you, it's very repetitive, but I always do so because I know that it's one of the rules that you are to do so. And that's why I was even conscious this morning that rather than somebody saying afterwards, oh yes, he's very worried about the price of green diesel because he uses an awful lot of it himself. Yes, it is true. I do use a lot of it. But when I do that, I'm not able to drive everything myself. There's people working and have jobs because of the work that I do.
Yeah.
And it's the
do
same
you think
thing
it's unfair the way politicians have been saying, oh, you're all landlords, you're all in it for yourselves?
You know, the one thing that you'll never see me doing is coming out and crying and saying, oh God, I'm a pity because of this or that or the other thing. Look, if you can't stick the heat, Jerry, get out of the kitchen. The long and the short of it is, I provide housing in different paths and different places. I do it to the best of my ability, and I try to be good about it in every way I can. I try to declare that. I try to use those life's experiences above and side in the Dáil when I'm looking for more housing. I want more public housing to be built. I can't seem to get that through to people that in the past, when we had very little in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s, we had people like the great John O'Donoghue from Farm 4 going around and building single rural cottages for people. That's not happening now. We had the local authority going in and buying a field and building 20 and 30 houses. We don't see that happening now. And we need more, but we also need, and always remember this, no matter what's going to happen, we'll need private houses to be provided as well, whether it's rent a room or whether it's rent a house or a flat, and that will have to happen. And taxing people at 52% and thinking that you can criticise them at the same time, the biggest taker out of the private rental sector at the moment is the government.
Yeah,
and it is,
and that's something that needs to change in your view. Okay,
we're
over time, Michael. We really have to go. We're up against the news, but thanks for your views on that and those issues this morning. That's Deputy Michael Healy with his views on that.